Welcome to the deep dive. Ready to dive in. Today we're going to get our hands dirty with some source material you provided.
Jenny's CV.
Ooh.
You want to know the real deal is with Jenny?
Yeah, let's get granular.
Not just skimming the surface.
Exactly.
So let's dig in and see what makes her tick.
Right.
Okay, so first things first, this skills section.
It's a lot.
Okay.
We're talking SQL, ChatGPT prompts, grant writing. I mean, is there anything this woman can't do?
It's certainly a diverse skill set.
The real question is, what does that diversity tell us? Like, is she aiming for a specific niche, or is this really demonstrating adaptability?
I'm leaning towards the latter.
Really?
Think about it.
Someone who's comfortable with both hard tech skills like SQL, which, by the way, for our listeners who don't know, is used for managing databases.
Right.
But then also soft skills like grant writing.
Right.
That suggests someone who can navigate different worlds and connect the dots between them.
It's true.
And ChatGPT prompts, too.
It's like she's not just like up on the latest tech.
Yeah.
She's mastering tools that most people are still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
That says something about her willingness to learn and stay ahead of the curve, don't you think?
Absolutely. ChatGPT, for those unfamiliar, is an AI tool that can generate human-like text.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
To use it effectively, you need to understand how to give it the right instructions, the right prompts, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Listing that on her CV suggests that Jenny has a good grasp of this emerging technology,
which is becoming increasingly valuable in various fields.
Yeah.
Including, I suspect, healthcare.
Yeah, especially when you consider her education.
I mean, psychology and the information management with a data science specialization?
Whoa.
That's not just a career change. That's like she orchestrated a career evolution.
It's a strategic move for sure.
She likely recognized the growing intersection of data and human behavior,
mm-hmm.
particularly in fields like healthcare.
This combination is like gold.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at Seattle Children's Hospital, where she currently works.
I mean, think about it.
Healthcare is all about people.
Right? But it's becoming increasingly data-driven.
Mm.
You need someone who understands both sides of the coin.
Exactly. Someone who can analyze patient data.
Identify trends, and then translate those insights into real-world solutions that improve patient care.
That's where Jenny's background shines.
She's not just crunching numbers. She's thinking about the human impact of that data.
And that brings us to her time at Seattle Children's.
Which is really interesting.
Okay.
She's been there since 2014.
Talk about loyalty. Right.
Yeah.
But she hasn't just stayed put.
She's moved up, you know, from clinical research associate to clinical research manager.
Even across different departments.
That kind of upward trajectory speaks volumes.
It tells me she's not content with just going through the motions.
She's actively seeking out new challenges and responsibilities.
And it's not just about climbing the ladder either, right?
Right.
It seems like she's also driven by a desire to
constantly learn and expand her skill set.
Precisely.
Take, for instance, her time as an EPIC research credential trainer.
That stood out to me, too.
For those who don't know, EPIC is this massive electronic health records system used by many hospitals, right? And it's particularly crucial for research.
Think about all the data generated in a hospital.
Especially a research-heavy one like Seattle Children's.
EPIC helps manage all that data.
Ensuring that it's accurate, it's organized.
And most importantly, accessible for research purposes.
So for Jenny to be training others on this system,
it tells us she has an in-depth understanding.
Not only of how to use the system,
but also how research is conducted within that system.
It's like she's not just managing projects.
She's shaping how the entire research process works.
Exactly.
But okay, let's talk about some other
intriguing details in this CV.
Okay.
Co-leading an international conference, for
Hang
one.
Come on, that's an achievement.
Organizing a conference.
Let alone an international one.
Takes serious organizational and leadership skills.
It requires meticulous planning.
Coordination with people from diverse backgrounds.
Clear communication.
Right.
Not to mention the ability to anticipate and address problems on the fly.
It suggests a comfort level with high-pressure situations.
And the ability to bring people together toward a common goal.
But then there's this entry that feels completely different.
Okay.
Breaking ice, an anti-racism workshop.
Oh, wow.
It's like, where did that come from?
I see this as a significant character reveal.
It tells me Jenny is deeply passionate
about creating a more inclusive and equitable environment.
Not just in healthcare, but in research as a whole.
This isn't just about data points.
It's about the human beings behind those data points.
It suggests a willingness to confront difficult issues head on.
And advocate for positive change.
And speaking of getting things done,
there is also the mention of Adobe Captivate.
Did you have to look that one up too?
I did.
It's software for building online learning content. Remember how we were talking about Jenny's experience as a trainer?
Right.
This ties directly into that.
She's not afraid to roll up her sleeves.
And create the tools and resources she needs to share her knowledge effectively.
It's like she's a builder at heart.
Whether it's databases, training programs.
Or even a more equitable research environment.
And that brings us to her publications.
It's one thing to do the work
It's another to share your findings.
and contribute to the larger scientific community. And that's exactly what she's done.
And her publications aren't just technical either.
They touch on some pretty timely and important issues.
Like that paper on practical digital disguises.
Yeah.
Data privacy is a huge concern these days,
Dude.
especially in healthcare.
Absolutely.
And this publication tells me Jenny is thinking critically.
About how to leverage technology to protect patient privacy.
While still enabling valuable research,
It's a tough one.
it's a delicate balance.
And her work in this area is crucial.
She's not just thinking about the what of research,
But also the how.
how to conduct research ethically and responsibly.
Especially in a field as sensitive as healthcare.
Right.
But you know what's interesting?
Because when you look at her earlier publications,
From like her psychology research days,
okay.
we see the roots of this commitment to human-centered research.
Exactly. She's published on topics like alcohol use disorders.
And PTSD in women.
These are complex issues.
With real human impact.
It's like she started her career by grappling with these weighty topics.
And then said, okay, how can I use data to understand and address these issues more effectively?
It's like she's gone from studying the human experience through a qualitative lens.
To exploring it through the quantitative lens of data science.
And in doing so, she's really found a way to bridge the gap between those two worlds.
Which is, it's a rare and valuable skill set.
So we've gone through her skills, her education, her experience, her publications.
What does it all add up to?
What's the story the CV is telling us about Jenny?
The story of someone who's not just intelligent and ambitious.
But also deeply committed to using her skills to make a real difference in the world.
Yeah.
She's constantly learning, evolving,
Seeking out new challenges.
all while remaining grounded in a deep understanding of human behavior.
And a commitment to social justice.
It's like her CV isn't just a resume.
It's a mission statement. It's
Yeah.
almost like she's saying, this is who I am.
This is what I believe in.
And this is how I plan to make my mark.
Precisely, and that's what makes the CV so compelling.
It's not just a list of achievements.
It's a declaration of purpose.
So you came here wanting to know about Jenny.
Well, this CV tells us she's a force to be reckoned with.
Someone with the technical skills
The emotional intelligence.
and the unwavering dedication to make a real impact in the world.
Especially in healthcare.
And the best part is,
This is just the beginning of her story.
oh yeah.
The CV reveals where she's been.
But it also hints at the incredible potential she has to shape the future.
Exactly. This deep dive has given us an amazing snapshot of who Jenny is.
But like any good snapshot, it leaves us wanting to know more.
What will she accomplish next? How will she continue to evolve and grow?
These are the questions to ponder as you continue to learn about her.
Until next time, happy diving.